Let's talk some sports on a Monday morning. A disappointing season is what some would say finally over for the BYU Cougars football team. And the speculation about the future is just beginning. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live in the KSL 24-hour news center with that story. Mary?
Well, Brian, Saturday's win over Hawaii means going out on a high note, and it means BYU avoided double-digit losses. They ended with a record of 4-9, and without a bowl game, it means a long postseason of soul-searching and film-watching. Head coach Kalani Sitake talked about it after the game.
Just thankful that we have a lot of great fans and great support out there, and just looking forward to getting better for next year. And, it's not anywhere that we wanted to be, but I believe that we can build off of this.
Sitake says he'll start working on recruiting right away. The Cougars have a lot of players returning next season, though some wonder if all the coaches will return next season. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Talk some sports, shall we? The football season is now over for the BYU Cougars, and there will be no bowl game this year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more on what's next, Mary.
Brian, there's a team meeting today in Provo and a lot of work to do. Here's what head coach Kalani Sitake said after the win in Hawaii Saturday night.
I'm excited to get back to Provo and excited to get out recruiting.
The college football early signing period starts December 20th, so they got to get working on that recruiting. But BYU also has a lot of young players returning. All this season's touchdowns were scored by players who should be back next fall. BYU's offense did better against Hawaii, but finished 118th in the nation. Scoring offense was 123rd in total defense, was better than average, ranking 48th in total defense and 49th in scoring defense. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.